Hello, am I speaking with Van?
I'm sorry, who's calling?
This is Frank Watson from Notebook Writing. You were interested in publishing your book.
From where?
From Notebook Writing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
I am Frank Watson from Gnome Book Writing, G-N-O-M-E, Book Writing. We provide publishing and marketing services for books. So I saw on Facebook that you were interested in that. So that's why I'm calling you. We were running 50% discounts on our offers. So, yeah.
That was a while back. My book is published.
So you are marketing your book, or it is just published? You're making some money out of it or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the issue now. It's, Amazon
yeah.
Banned my book.
Amazon banned your book?
And then they brought it back up. Yeah, they banned my book.
Why?
They wouldn't print it. They didn't give a reason.
Can you tell me what was your book about?
Barnes & Noble. Yeah, Barnes & Noble started offering it, but then they listed as sold out when, you know, there's no way it's sold out. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. They don't like my book.
Why?
They just don't like me.
No, it's not like that. Can you tell me about your book? What was it? What is it about?
Yeah, it's about holistic health.
Okay. So look,
what we know about Western medicine. Yeah, what we understand about Western medicine is this.
There's no reason to ban that book, I guess.
Yeah, they want you to get prescriptions. They want you to buy into this medical system they have here in America. My book basically is telling them don't do it.
Oh, okay. So, I guess that your book was not published correctly. Do you want to publish it again? You want to try it again on Amazon or other platforms?
Well, you know you're up against the most richest and powerful government.
Yeah,
the
these
world.
People are these days
they
are.
Don't want,
like,
yeah, they don't want you to change what they have in place. You know.
Yeah, they don't want change in society.
America,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
We're not slaves here.
Man, you're very right. You're very right, man.
And then when they show pictures of other countries, they make you think that you're lucky to be in America, right?
Yeah. But they treat you like shit, no?
And then they go to other countries and try to change the government. But see, here's the thing. See,
yeah,
I mean, we're comfortable here. We can't think that we can take control of our lives in any way. We just have to stay low key.
Yeah.
Work a job and then do nothing and not suggest anything new. I can't be on the cutting edge unless some
white
man tells me that I can't.
You're white. Oh, man, you seem a very good person. I feel so bad for you that your book got banned on these platforms. I think you should write it again.
Yeah, I got a cookbook I'm going to
cookbook
pretty soon. Yeah, based on holistic health.
Oh, nice.
My book talks about the fact that most of the spices we have today weren't just spices. Centuries ago, they were medicine. They weren't spices. They were medicine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme were medicine.
Oh, okay.
You know, oregano was medicine.
Okay.
All those things were medicine.
Yeah. So
we don't need all the medicine we got today. All we need is to eat the right food.
Yeah, you're right.
Stop eating McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes,
yeah,
and all this other mess. and then you won't get sick.
Yeah, you're right. These are junk foods, yeah.
Yeah, stop eating so much pizza.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right. But see, that's what they don't
what
want.
You what you prefer, man, what you prefer?
What's that?
Like, what you want, like, people to eat? Besides
yeah,
these McDonald's pizzas and all that.
Yeah, I have a mantra.
Mantra? You have mantra?
I
can you tell
no,
me? Yeah. I would love to hear that.
No B, no B, no M, no S, which means
yeah.
No bread, no meat, no sweet. If you're going to
yeah.
eat bread at all, it's got to be digestible bread. The bread we have today is like synthetic.
Yeah, it will increase your insulin levels, yeah.
And the meat, you know, there's so much parasites and nastiness in the meat. The way they try and get this stuff to grow is with hormones and steroids. You know, stop eating meat unless it's going to be free range.
Yeah.
And that, and I only eat, like, occasionally some chicken and fish. That's
okay.
It. And sweet, no. I don't eat sweets anymore. I used to be into cakes and pies and all that
yeah.
good stuff, all the goodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess sweeteners. I guess yeah, I guess sweeteners and sugars are poison for human beings. They kill people.
Sugar is poison, and it's addictive. Very addictive. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
Addictive. You can't stay away from it. Once you have it, that sugar high that you get is like you got to have some more.
Yeah, it's like a drug.
So that's one of the things I do tell people in my book. What they need to stop eating first.
Yeah. So you should write a book about that. No. That don't
yeah,
eat that all
book.
That. Yeah. So how many chapters you have done with that book?
What's that?
Like, have you completed that book, or is it in process?
Oh no, I got a copy of it right here. I read my own stuff. You know, I'm reading my book over here.
Okay, so why don't
I
you get it?
Know what?
So
I
this book
myself.
Is this book is one that got banned, or this is the other book?
Yeah, this is a book that got banned.
Okay, I think we should try it again to publish it.
Well, let me ask you this:
what?
If I published it in another country, where would it sell best?
Look, man, there's a market for everything, okay? If you will publish your book on many other platforms, people from other side of the world maybe love your idea, they will purchase your book, okay? So there's always an audience for everything, okay? So don't worry about that. We will publish your book again on Amazon and other 50 platforms, okay? Then it will get a huge reach. We will target the audience which are interested in that topic. So they will like your idea and purchase your book. Because Amazon, Google, Apple, they are international platforms. They are not only America-based. American. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I heard of the company Publish Drive.
Sorry?
There's a company called Publish Drive.
Publish Drive. You get published from Publish Drive.
Publish Drive. That's
okay.
One of the companies I have.
Okay.
Distributing my book.
They're still reading your book.
They can't even get it. Yeah, they're one of the publishers I have publishing my book, but they can't even get it distributed properly.
Look,
and their worldwide distribution.
Look, man, we are best in the business. We are like for over a decade in this business. We will republish your book on all these platforms. We will make sure that your book will get the treatment that book deserves. Okay.
Well, you got to understand this. I'm an enemy of the state. You know who Will Smith is?
Yeah, I know who is Will Smith.
Ever
yeah.
Ever see his movie, Enemy of the State?
Okay.
Yeah. See, they think I'm the bad guy, and they want you to think I'm the bad guy, so they made sure that you don't want my book.
Look, we will market your book in other regions, okay? We will make your image good. We will show that you are a good guy. Okay?
Well, right now, I need some money. I put out a bunch of effort and finances to get this book published and to get it out there and to get it promoted, and I have nothing. So what do I do?
Hello? Sorry,
yeah,
man, I just got disconnected.
Here's what has to be the traditional way of going about. You know,
yeah.
Back in the day, Hollywood would get stars and promote them, and they wouldn't ask for any money until the stars made money. That's what I need. I need somebody that's going to do this for free, and then if I make money, you make money. There we go.
Yeah, definitely. I will send you an email with details.
Yeah, I can't give people any more money because I didn't give them enough money.
Yeah, you have your reasons. You have your reasons. Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't have no results.
Yeah. So, can you confirm your details? So, confirm your email so I can send you details, and then I will call you back. Does that sound good?
What email do you have?
I have vanwisdom59@gmail.com.
Yes.
I'm sending you details on this Gmail account, okay? Then I will call you back.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, maybe tomorrow at the same time. We will discuss that. Okay?
I'm sorry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sending you details over email. So, you go through that email. You see the details. If you like it, I will call you tomorrow. So then we will discuss it further. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Van, I'm sending you details via email, okay?
Yes.
Then I will call you back, maybe tomorrow. So we will discuss further about this topic, okay?
Yes.
That sounds good? That sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sending you details right now. So give it a read. Then we will discuss it tomorrow.
Yeah, I need worldwide distribution.
Yeah, we will provide that. Yeah.
Copies a week.
Yeah, yeah, we will send 100 copies every week. Don't worry about that.
You know, I mean, China and India have approximately 1.8 billion people. How is it I can't sell a book to at least half of those people? At a dollar a book, I can make $1 billion. Come on.
You're right. We will.
I mean, what is up?
We will sell your book all over the India, all over the China, Sri Lanka, Australia.
Yeah, they try to make it seem as if, you know, I'm limited to their 350 million people here. You know that? America
yeah, you're right.
Drop in a bucket to the rest
yeah,
of the world. They're a
yeah, you're right.
Bucket. They try to act like, you know, they're the little mouse to the eagle. Come on.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
the
right.
The rest of the world is so powerful and big, and yet they let America push them around. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So,
I should
when,
be a billionaire right now. With my idea and the way I wrote this book, I should be a billionaire.
You will be a billionaire, definitely.
Yes, I got to be a billionaire in 1 year. That's the goal. By May 2024, Juan Williams, a.k.a.
Van William.
Wisdom, LLC, is a $1 billion company.
Yeah, your name will be in Forbes list, okay?
Yes, I will be known around the world, driving Bentleys. I'll be like...
You will be known for your different ideas that will change the world, okay?
And Yeah, I will be well known around the world.
Yeah, you're right. So when
my book will skyrocket.
You're right.
People will finally realize they've been doing it all wrong.
You are right. You're very right.
I've been doing it all wrong. Just, all you gotta do is eat the right food. See, right now I'm feeling an orange. So why would I wanna eat a ho ho or a Twinkie?
Yeah.
It's not good for you.
Yeah, you're right.
Nasty, nasty, bad food is gonna cause health problems. Why do you think we had COVID and still have it? People are still eating all these terrible foods that have just derivatives of synthetics and nastiness in it. What? Stop doing that, people. What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
why
you're
are
right.
you getting sick and dying? Stop eating all this mess. Eat plant-based.
Yeah, I will share your message with my friends also.
Yes, the original humans were vegetarian people, and they lived how long? There's a record that says those people lived almost 1,000 years, like the sequoia trees in California. Come on. You see how big those trees are?
Yeah, very big.
Are you familiar with the sequoia trees in Sequoia National Forest in California?
Yeah, they are like 100 years old.
No, thousands.
Yeah, thousands years old.
They have trees up in there 1,500 years old.
Yeah.
They may have a tree 2,000 years old. What? That tree was a seedling when Christ was on earth. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're right.
How we don't understand that all we got to do is eat right. If a tree can live 2,000 years, how is it we can't live but 60 or 70 years? Oh, my goodness, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, you're right.
There's something wrong with the human condition at this point if we're constantly getting sick. And I've already told you that in my book, so why aren't you doing what I'm telling you? I'm telling you, it's all about capitalism and the fact that America preaches capitalizing on people and enslaving them in a system that kills them young and early.
Yeah, it seems so unfair to you, Wen. So can you tell me how are you doing now? Like, how are you doing now right now? How you feel?
What's that?
Like, how are you doing now? Like, after all this happening to you, how are you doing now?
Well, you know how old I am? Or let's say how young I am?
No, I don't know.
I'm 63 years old.
Oh,
but I
don't
sound like it, do I?
Yeah,
I
you...
Like
you
a, I could run the 100-yard dash and be...
Yeah, you sound like a 23 years old.
...in the world. I can go up against any 63-year-old and beat him in a 100-yard dash. Right,
yeah,
now.
You're all right. You're all right. You sound so young, yeah.
Because I'm looking at 63-year-olds. They have the guts that are like rotund, big basketballs. It looks like barrels. How are they going to run a 100-yard dash in less than 10 seconds?
Yeah. You're all right. So when... what I'm going to do now, I'm sending you details over the email, okay? Read them. Then I will call you back. Then we will discuss it further. So, is it fine?
Yes.
Okay, man. And have a nice day. Goodbye.
You too. Thank you for the call.